The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Being a good Sports Grid listener means listening to Moneyline Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern to 3 p.m. Eastern. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Kevin Walsh. And you know the numbers now. Because I'm starting to get these numbers. 844-843-6879 in the 2 o'clock hour. Yep, we're going to hit some Major League Baseball. Yep, we're going to tackle the NBA. But we also have a repeat call that we need to get some NHL action in from the X-Man. Is this true?
Yes, man. Yes. I got a good question.
What do we got?
The Colorado Avalanche, they've been playing kind of shaky, and the St. Louis Blues been real hot. I'm liking the plus money. What you think?
JP, I'm bringing you on for this one. We need the extra cavalry behind the scenes. What are we taking about? What are we looking at here? St. Louis Blues, Avalanche. And by the way, check this out. Home record here for the Avalanche just caught my eye. 31-5-3 this year. Sounds not like my Flyers, JP. What are we thinking here in hockey? Any input?
Yeah, of course. You know, the Avalanche, they definitely did finish the season shaky, but, I mean, especially at the beginning of the series, I don't mind taking the plus money bets. I don't think that's the worst idea I've ever heard.
Man, Kev, 31-5?
Yeah.
31-5.
This team's lost four in a row coming in, three of those straight on the road. It's one of those spots, and I hear what you're bringing to the table there, X-Man, right? Now, but I do wonder if it's kind of tonight's the spin, right? You don't want to obviously jump in front of a horse. But the Blues now have played three in a row on the road. So you're now going fourth straight game away from St. Louis. Avs come back home where they've been good all year. I have my concerns. Maybe they catch them early. Maybe you like a Blues to score first. Maybe you like the Blues on the puck line live. I have my hesitation, though, for a team as good as the Avs are. Look, I know we're coming down the backstretch here, right? I understand there are only three games left in the regular season for Colorado, and maybe it's kind of, look, let's just get to the playoffs and we'll figure it out from there, right? This team has the most points in the Central, the most points overall in the Western Conference, and it doesn't look like they're going to be caught. I get all of that. But back home tonight, Donnie, after an extended road trip, and St. Louis is still on an extended road trip, I'd be hesitant back in the Blues. I see what X-Man's bringing to the table here, but I've got my hesitations.
All right, Nathan MacKinnon over a half of a goal tonight, plus 112. Shows the type of goal scorer that he is. Also, Vladimir Tarasenko on the opposite side, over one goal or over a half goal tonight, a plus 192. Now, we complain a lot. Now, when did this happen? Like, I look at the NHL. When did the NHL totals rival the Major League Baseball totals here, Kev? What is the deal? Man.
Six and a half, Stani. I mean, that's what you
six
want
to see. Six and a half out here. I mean, you can't tell if it's baseball. You can't tell if it's hockey now at this point. But they are closing in on the playoffs. And once again, closing in on the playoffs without my Flyers, who are absolutely horrendous. Philadelphia, the city of the tank. For when you tank, it still doesn't go good. You got to re-tank again, which is what the Philadelphia Flyers are doing. All right. So we got some hockey talk out here. We're in the 2 o'clock hour. We're not going to get started just yet here on the T-Wolves and the Grizzlies with a minus 6-point line here for the Grizz, and we'll touch on the Phoenix Suns at minus 6.5. So I do have a play, and it took me a little while here. Because you know me, in the early line, I was going towards the Phoenix Suns and saying, man, how can I take Chris Paul? It's going to be assists. Is it going to be points? But I sort of did get shied away from that 4-point outcome that he had in his previous game, talking about Chris Paul and expecting him to bounce back and drop 21. Because the worst thing to do is, midway through the second quarter, the announcers go, oh, yeah, by the way, broken third bone in the in Chris Paul's hand. Like, oh, here we go. And I bet into this, knowing he's barely going to use one of his hands. So I backed away from that, and I went with another guy, but not on the Phoenix Suns, but on the New Orleans Pelicans. So I'll tease that coming up as we get into those games between the Pelicans and the Suns. But as we said also, Kevin, there is a full Major League Baseball card tonight, up and down, starting at 6:35. And I got to tell you, the Phillies starting these games at 6:45. I kind of dig it. Like, you got Pittsburgh 6:35, Cincinnati 6:40, Tampa Bay 6:40, Philadelphia Phillies 6:45. What's the I need to ask. Was this a change made by the organizations to say we just got to get these games underway earlier so more people can come to the ballpark? Because I'm digging it, Kev. Even if it's only 20 minutes, I'm digging the 6:45 starts in Philadelphia.
As a couple of guys that wake up very early, 20 minutes feels like 2 hours, depending on, when it is. And I don't know, it's nice, though, right? It doesn't have to be 7 o'clock. It's right. It's like we all decided it would be 7 o'clock. I don't know if it looks better on TV ratings. But, Donnie, when you're doing prime time, sure it matters. But, you know, game 17 in a Major League Baseball season, I'm not sure. It has, that same worry and scurry.
The gravitas.
So, yeah, I think it works just fine. I really do. And every time we kind of talk about, are we done though, Donnie, with the day game every day thing? Because it felt like we had a hot run there, and obviously now back to back days.
We get them back tomorrow. Yeah, it looks. I don't know. Maybe that was just an anomaly because typically, Wednesdays and Thursdays are getaway days. New series starting up, so we do have a 1:15 start tomorrow with the Mets and the Cardinals, which is a good one. A 3:40 start tomorrow with the Dodgers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. But we're not. I don't know if we're gonna ever have the. Actually, look at Thursday though. 12:35, 12:35, 105, 105, 105, 110, 110. 205, 210. That's a tangy money line right there that we're set up here for. So maybe we can find some ins and outs and odds and certainly have some fun with all that stuff. But that's what we're built for here on the money line, to give you information to press that lever and cash in and make some money. 844-843-6879 is the hotline. This is my. I'm Donnie Wrightside. He's Kevin Walsh. And we are Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moneyline, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. If you want to call the hotline, how about that? 844-843-6879. News are coming across the NFL as I guess teams are just randomly having press conferences throughout the afternoon. One bit of information I thought was sensational was the GM for the Panthers saying, if you had to pick a quarterback at 6, it's a couple of them, no sweat. I don't have any problem with that. What do you think, Kev?
My goodness gracious, man. I mean, just, like, I don't know. I don't even know how that, like, strengthens your draft position of, like, yeah, all of the quarterbacks are the same to us. I don't think that's, like, okay, I guess. Obviously, it's not true. I don't know, Donnie. Like, I feel like, did I get smarter or did the smoke screens used to be better? I mean, they're not
they
even
were better
anymore here.
No, they were better. The late.
I like every quarterback in the draft.
Exactly. Everyone is on equal playing field. We'll go with that. Or yeah, but even the smoke screen last year, like draft day. Yeah, by the way, Aaron Rodgers wants out. So put that in there and see if you can move it on draft day.
Yeah,
what are we
right?
getting this year, by the way? Before we get to the rest of this NBA card, like what are we getting this year? Are we getting any surprises? Are we going to get a draft day mega bomb that we're going to see go off?
It's obviously possible, right, with the way the NFL offseason has kind of been. You would almost, I don't know, would be a little underwhelming if we didn't get one, it feels like, kind of at this point here. My question, though, Donnie, is the report, you know, the expectation now from rival GMs is Debo's going to stay. I just feel like, and I get it, it's Tuesday, and when we're in the draft, things get to can ramp up very, very quickly, Donnie.
Yeah.
But I'm a little surprised that if Debo Samuel really does want out, we're not hearing a little bit more about the why or the desires of it all. Like, you know what I mean? Like adding more logs onto the fire, Donnie. It's as if Debo said, yeah, look, I want out. I've now made that clear. Let me know when I'm on a new team. Like, I don't feel like that's the game, Donnie. Like, I'm pretty sure you have to keep playing along like the entire way, keep your name in the conversation, and then eventually, I feel like it goes your way. Like, if you go quietly into the night, you almost give the Niners this confidence that, ah, maybe we don't have to trade this guy. He'll show up. It'll be fine.
Yeah, but I thought I saw a report coming out today where, I don't know who was doing it, one of the beat writers was basically saying in the past couple days, he didn't think that Debo Samuel was going to be moved. And that looks like the 49ers are saying, all right, well, we'll take some phone calls now to see what happens, which they have to. You can't, if you're the 49ers, you can't play a game of chicken around the draft. Because this is the time where you can get maximum compensation that can help your football team and ease the blow of losing a Debo Samuel right off the bat. This can't be one of those stalemates you take into the regular season where he misses all of training camp. We know how that ends up, right? Debo comes back. Look, I told you I don't want to get the football handed off to me, so don't do it. I won't even listen to the play call. You better call it audible. And, oh, yeah, hurt my hamstring here week two, and it's going to be a lost season for Debo Samuel and the 49ers. They owe it to themselves to call around the league and see exactly what it's going to take if somebody wanted to take him off of their hands. So I still find it interesting, but I do think Debo Samuel is moved. Put it this way. If Debo Samuel is not moved before the draft, I think he gets ugly in San Francisco, and then it gets personal, and then it's one of those where, all right, fine. We'll just fine you for not showing up. And so what? If you don't want to ever come back to play for us, it'll be more satisfying for us to sit you on the sideline and teach you a lesson at this point.
Yeah, I guess so. But again, this is all so, because Donnie, isn't it usually like, listen, I know you want to be paid, but we're in control and it's not time yet. They're like, please take this blank check.
Yes.
You are unbelievable. And
which
that's what
case.
Makes this, right, it is. And I think the thing where I always tell people this, comparing athletes and their occupations to the working man's job is always a slippery slope, right? But, you know, Donnie, if you don't like your job, you are allowed to quit and go elsewhere. You know, and you're going to say, oh, but he signed a contract. Well, he got drafted by the Niners. He actually never once decided to be a Niner, right? That has been bestowed upon him. And I know that's the way things work, but it maybe doesn't necessarily mean, you know, it's correct that it works that way. And if this really, Donnie, is a whole situation where Debo was like, I don't want to be a Niner, period. I need to go elsewhere, maybe he opens up, maybe he doesn't, but boy, that is a tremendously slippery slope again there, Donnie, that like a guy's like, look, I don't want to be here, and that's that.
Yeah, and it looks like that's the way it is, because we talked about it. It's not a matter of money. It's personal, and that's the worst-case scenario, because you can say for John Lynch, whatever you want publicly, man, we love it, we, you know, respect him and his party and his group, and you know, we want to work things out. That sounds like they gave you an ultimatum, and they're not picking up the phone until that phone call is, thank you for your service here, Debo Samuel, but you are now a Tennessee Titan or something like that. That's what it sounds like here. And I don't think you can overcome those issues, because they've been festering for a while, right? This isn't one of those phone calls where you get blindsided. Hey, by the way, I'm Debo's agent. He hates Kyle Shanahan. And you're going, wow, where did that come from? Like, well, we thought he was the best player in the organization. We want to pay the guy. How did it come to this? Well, we just don't like it here anymore. And find a trade partner. And when you do, let us know so we can move on. That's what it sounds like is going on at this point right now. But that is the NFL. The draft is coming up. And before we hit these NBA games, just to give the people out there a quick update on what is actually going on here for the NFL draft. And let me just bring up some odds. Minus 200 still here for Trayvon Walker. Aiden Hutchinson plus 250, the number one overall pick. Let me ask you a question. Is the draft over? after the number one pick? Is it really over? Like, we're worried about,
what do
well,
you mean?
Is Walker going to go one, Hutchinson goes two, and then it just gets really boring unless you're just waiting for your team to draft?
Yeah, I almost feel like part of the reason, Donnie, there's so little juice here is despite the uncertainty at one, it doesn't even feel like we've got all that much juice around number one. I almost feel like somebody, oh, okay, somebody traded up. And, you know, it's like we're going to all be waiting there for an hour for somebody to do something we can call dumb, right? Like that almost feels like what the whole game is going to be. I'll add this quickly to the draft conversation because it's something that every year, whether it's the NBA or the NFL draft, that is this entire process from the betting perspective that is really odd to me, Donnie, is everything is information. And what I mean by that is I tell you the Heat are way better than the Hawks, markedly better. They're going to dominate them. That is pure opinion. Pure opinion. I can give you facts as to why I think that, right? But at the end of the day, they're going to go out there and play the basketball game. If somebody says, I like Trayvon Walker to go number one overall, like, the reason he's minus 200, Donnie, is because essentially it is this belief that it is fact. Like, we're not supposed to be shooting fish in a barrel as it pertains to the NFL draft, right? Like, there are people that know. And it will always blow my mind to some degree, Donnie, that we sit here with a Cheesecake Factory menu of items on stuff that is being, you know, priced as if it were the same things in the game, when really, Donnie, it's just, it's knowledge. It's, you know what I mean? It's inside sources. It's a completely different animal.
It is completely different. And I guess the maybe the more fun bets, because I'm trying to find some juice on here, would be the picks by position, like total number of quarterbacks drafted in round one, 3.5. Total number of running backs drafted in round one, over a half. Like some of those markets, I think you can have fun with almost like the grand salami. But outside of that, just the, oh, I think, you know, Ekwonu goes, you know, first or second or third. I don't know. I just don't get a lot of hype from that. And I think a lot of gamblers are the same. You might put in some work here on the draft because a couple years ago while we were sitting here in the COVID era, draft was the greatest thing going. Might as well have been the Super Bowl of sports gambling. And that's what we were all hyped up and excited for. But the NBA is going to take center stage once again after the break. 844-843-6879. If you want to get into the mix, this is Moneyline, Donnie and Kevin. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All righty, Moneyline cruising along here in the 2 o'clock hour. Let's get back to some NBA action. I'm Donnie Wrightside. He's Kevin Walsh. 844-843-6879. If you want to get into the mix, Minnesota Timberwolves, Memphis Grizzlies, 6 this morning when we were talking about it on the early line, 6 this afternoon with a 231 price. I don't have any wagers in this game, but if I were to pick, I think Memphis is going to take control of this series at home in what amounts to a best of three. I'll lay the 6 points here with the Memphis Grizzlies in this game, Kevin.
Memphis needed it to step up once. They absolutely dominated the Minnesota Timberwolves. That was game number two. It does feel like this is a spot where they need to step up. I am kind of growing in the belief that they are a better basketball team than the way this series has played out, despite the fact, Donnie, that they probably should be down 3-1 in this series. But I think it's kind of a, you know, it's an old movie cliche. Should have killed me when you had the chance. I think Memphis has a legitimate chance to rip off the next two. I think they're going to have a legitimate chance to put some fear into the Golden State Warriors. And I think John Morant's got to get right, though. He does. Like, Donnie, he has not been anywhere near good enough here. And I know kind of the joke has been what this team can do without Ja. But I'll tell you this. They're not going to do anything with bad Ja out there on the floor, under 40% from the field, averaging 7 less points per game than what we saw from him during the regular season. So We'll see if John Morant steps up. Obviously, a huge game tonight. They're back in Memphis. They're big favorites. This team was fantastic against the spread all season long. Similarly to you, I'd rather hold Memphis here. I'm not mad, Donnie, if you bet a series correct score 4-2 Memphis's direction if that market is still posted.
Yeah, if we're taking a look at the market percentages here, obviously FanDuel opened up here in New Jersey at a -7. We now sit at a -6. Also, that 231.5 is down from a 233 opening price. And if we're looking at some tickets here, about 60% of the spread tickets here on the Memphis Grizzlies, 66% of the dollars also on the Grizz, but we have a little bit of reverse line movement. So we'll see how that one picks out. Some points props in this game. Anthony Edwards, 23.5. Patrick Beverley, 10.5. John Morant, 26.5. Big Cat, 24.5 at a +100. I think that moved up from 23.5 and some juice a little bit earlier when we were talking on the early line. D'Angelo Russell, 16.5. Bane, 20.5. Any of those bring a attention to, because John Morant didn't perform all that well. All of a sudden, you're looking at like one of those bounce back points performances like Chris Paul we're anticipating tonight. Doesn't really stick out all that much for me. I would take a flyer if I did something on Anthony Edwards at 23.5, because I just like the upside and the chance that he can get going and put up big numbers.
Yeah, I feel you on the love for Ant. Ja's the one that continues to catch my eye because he hasn't had an explosive game since the opening game, which kind of confirms, one, he might be due, and also confirms he's capable of it. And he's been fantastic with the rebounds and the assists. I think it's one of those games where if you kind of feel that confidence, Donnie, I have no problem with a bet on Ja Morant over the points, over the rebounds and assists, and then over the points, rebounds, and assists. Kind of a three-pack of action there for Ja Morant. Look to bring home. Obviously, a clean sweep would be awesome. Two of the three, obviously, can still work out in your favor.
All right, let's take a look here at the New Orleans Pelicans and the Phoenix Suns. Once again, a best of three that we're down to with a 2-2 series. The Phoenix Suns, a -6.5 point favorite, heavy on the money line here at -270, which means you're getting a +220 price if you think the Pelicans can win this one outright, and a 214.5. Now, as I was teasing a short while ago here, looking at the player points, I was really close to pressing the lever down on Chris Paul going over 20.5, even looking at his assist number, which would mean points and assist would also be in play if you wanted to go that route with taking a prop. But then I said to myself, I don't want to bet into a situation where maybe there is something lingering with a hand injury on Chris Paul. So I just went for the low-hanging fruit in this one. And I went Jonas Valanciunas rebound props in this game over 12.5 at a -110 price, which I'm looking at right now. You can get 12.5 at a -102 price in this game. I was also looking at, Kevin, going with a points and rebounds prop here for Valanciunas, but I just thought I didn't want to get stuck with one of those 12 points, 16 rebound games. Go, I just overthought that. If he's going to hit his points and rebounds prop, if he's going to do any damage tonight, he's going to be led by the rebounds. He's not coming up short and you go, oh, man, I really got that because he had 27 points and six rebounds. That's not happening. He's going to need to lead by rebounding, and I went Valanciunas over 12.5 rebounds tonight.
I think it makes sense. I think on the other side of that big versus big matchup, I thought Ayton's numbers made a lot of sense considering the two full games without Booker. He's been 28 and 23 from the floor. It's because the thing is, right, Donnie, Chris Paul isn't a guy that tries to average 25 a night. So you just lost 25 a night from Devin Booker. You need to replace it. Ayton is kind of built maybe a little bit more to be a lead scorer. So that's why I think because the one thing is when you try and bet into an injury is you don't want to be caught by a splash. You want it to make sense, the change in performance that you might be seeing. I think seeing Ayton become the guy from an offensive point output makes sense. It lines up with my expectations. So I wouldn't mind still going over him. Last we saw, I know the 20.5 was out there on FanDuel.
And also, if we take a look at some ticket counts here, I think everybody's, I can't say everybody, but the majority is in agreement here. Spread tickets 60% going towards the Pelicans here. As we saw this line open up at a -7 at the FanDuel Sportsbook, we now sit at 6.5, 214.5 as the opening number, sitting at 214.5 now. So it doesn't move all that much. I got to say, I do think Phoenix is going to win, but I really don't want to lay a 6.5 with the Phoenix Suns tonight because I do think the Pelicans can be live. But I do think it's a little bit light. Let's just say we're getting normal Chris Paul tonight. The 214.5 seems a little bit light. Are we getting, like, serious playoff basketball? We're walking it up the court?
Yeah.
Is why I'm seeing a 214.5?
It has to be. I am fearful of the same thing because more even than the Pelicans plus the 6, that team total tonight, Donnie, at 104.5. Man, I mean, when you really factor in those last three games, Donnie, 125, 111 in the loss, and then a 118, such a low number. It really does feel like you should be able to cruise past that total there. But obviously you're not, but really, really interesting that maybe it is that old, I don't even say old school, but just Chris Paul saying, "Line, slow it all the way down here." And, you know, a couple shots. Look, they're still on the road, right? So some of those shots don't fall. Maybe that's how it goes.
Yeah, it seems like that's how it's going tonight, and also a trend from today into tomorrow. The reason we're talking about this is the Heat -7, the Grizzlies -6, the Phoenix Suns -6.5. Tomorrow, two games on the docket, Bulls, Bucks, Nuggets, Warriors, -12 for the Milwaukee Bucks, -9 for the Golden State Warriors. But we do have some NBA information coming through here. Adrian Wojnarowski, ESPN sources, the MRI on the left hamstring of Jazz star Donovan Mitchell was negative today, but Mitchell is dealing with bruising in both of his quads. There remains optimism for his availability versus Dallas in Game 6 on Thursday. The Mavericks lead the series 3-2. So when I see reports like that, I say, well, athletes never know what to do with their own hamstrings. So if I'm looking at Donovan Mitchell, I'm going to say out there, post him like you guys are normally posting him. Put him up there around 27.5, and I will gladly take the under all day long in that game, which I guess is going to be what, Thursday night? Okay.
Yeah, I know that's worked out before. Mitchell, I feel like, has played injured in the postseason before. I think he was playing injured last year versus the Clippers. I can't, Donnie, line up on it. Like, Donnie, injured or not, he's going to shoot the ball 30 times, unless he leaves the game injured again, obviously, which very well could happen for you. I'm just blown away, man. Because, Donnie, yesterday you took that team as a moneyline dog, and I don't bring it up to say that you were wrong. I bring it up to say I didn't think it was a bad idea. I thought there was a chance they could go in and surprise Dallas. And that team, Donnie, found a way, despite the fact that they were a dog in a basketball game and the expectation was for the Mavs to win the game and Luka was back, they still got completely embarrassed, just dropped on their heads. Like, I don't know how they – I mean, it's every year for 3 years now, Donnie. And this team just ends it in complete disaster, man.
No, they do. And it looks like they're at the end of the run. And I said before, when it was one of those series, like, maybe the best thing that can happen if you're a Utah fan, as hard as it will be to say, hey, we enjoy playoff basketball. We don't have very many pro teams here in Salt Lake City. This is our pro team, and let's get behind them for the playoffs. It's not working. Sometimes change is good. Sometimes getting rocked early in the first round for that one. Maybe we can get it together this year. No, you're not getting it together this year, next year, previous years, future years, anything. And it's time to change some things and maybe do a complete rebuild here in Utah. Now, we've seen crazier things happen here in the NBA, like the Toronto Raptors stoning the Philadelphia 76ers in Philadelphia last night. So would it be surprising if, oh my goodness, they actually won a game on their home court? No, it's not going to be that big of a difference. But from what we look at here for Utah and what they need in the future, it ain't working. So something certainly is going to have to change. Now, talking about changes here, Major League Baseball is about to take center stage. I got a hitter's prop here that I think is very juicy at a +154. But there are some games that you might want to get involved with tonight. And we'll shoot through that card and have some fun if you want to join in and have a play yourself. 844-843-6879. This is Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Let's talk some baseball here on Moneyline. And by the way, today is Dinger Tuesday. The reason why we haven't been hyping it up is because there's not really any dingers, it seems like, across Major League Baseball with this cooler temperatures. Once May gets in here, maybe so. But it's Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh, 20 on a gun, ready to get rocking and rolling here. First game, 6:36. First pitch, Brewers and Pirates, a 166 price. It's very hard to take the Pittsburgh Pirates. Why? Mitch Keller's on the mound. But he's actually hasn't been bad. The problem is the Pittsburgh lineup is atrocious. And quite frankly, Kevin, so is the Milwaukee lineup. So you see the standard seven. The seven is a high number now, apparently, in Major League Baseball with these two teams. And I want nothing to do with the over. Reynolds, 268 weighted on base percentage. Satsugo, 210. Castillo, 227. Gamble, 293. Newman, 254. Tucker, 183. Andrew Knapp, good old Phillies backup catcher, 0.09. I didn't even know that was possible to have that as a weighted on base percentage, which basically means like, he's only getting like pitch two. Like he's striking out on two pitches, I guess that means, as opposed to three. But my goodness, Kevin. And then you flip it over to Milwaukee's side. Even worse. Now, Grant, look at this. Mitch Keller's a right-handed pitcher. He's got a 3.96 xFIP, which is decent. He's dominated right-handed batters. He's been good against lefties. What if I told you tonight that every single batter in the Milwaukee lineup is below average with weighted on base percentage versus righties? It's almost impossible, right, Kevin, but it's happening tonight.
That's bad.
Everyone.
You wonder how you get to a seven, right? And it's just, it's so low, but it's not low enough because, as we've said, somebody's got to get to five. And who out there is getting to five, right? And, you know, one thing I realized is that it was McGill and Cobb, I think, Donnie, 6.5 in a Mets game. I'm like, man, like, Prince will play that over. And ultimately that game went over when they played it, like, the next day. But I guess maybe I just snuck one out, as that's just going to be a common number still for a little bit here. Yeah. My second question, Donnie, and just tell me if I'm completely off base here. Kevin Newman last year was an all-star for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Do I have that correct?
Yes, I believe so.
Where is he batting in that lineup?
Seventh.
What's going on, man?
And their other star, remember their other young star, Cole Tucker? Yeah, he's eighth and can't hit a lick this year.
Yeah, but Donnie, there's no world in which Kevin Newman is batting. Like, did he start in the one hole and they plummeted his number? Like, they're tanking so bad, Donnie, that they got Kevin Newman batting seven to make sure that they minimize his at-bats? Come on. Is that what, I mean, Donnie, how's he batting seventh on that lineup? This guy's an all-star last year.
Was he the all-star for that team last year?
Wasn't there two of them, or was it Reynolds and Frazier? Look, folks, I might be super wrong, and you'll forgive me for mixing up.
Yeah, I don't think he made it last year, because it looks like I'm saying in 2020. 2020 had one home run and 10 RBIs and 221, 226. Isn't the guy that got traded? Who got traded off that team? Was it Frazier?
I thought they only traded
Frazier,
one of
them. It?
Yeah, was it Frazier? But wasn't there a second one out over in Pittsburgh, Donnie? Adam Frazier, Brian Reynolds?
Could have been.
Where's Brian Reynolds at?
Brian Reynolds in the two hole with a weighted on base average of 268 this year. Deal.
All right, well, at least they're giving Brian Reynolds his due. You want to talk about no pop in that? Pirates tanking comment.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't even think they're trying to tank. They just absolutely stink. Like, we just talked about a terrible lineup here previous. Now you look at this Pirates lineup. You have Vogelbach in the leadoff spot, which is great. Big guy leads off. He's like, you know, twice the size of like Schwarber, but you can have some fun with him. And he's been doing very well. Reynolds in the two hole, decent ISO power number, terrible weighted on base percentage. But then you get this, right? We talk about power in baseball where strikeouts are home runs, right? You take it, you leave it. Hayes, 0.086 ISO. Satsugo, 0.028. Castillo, 0. Gamble, 114. Newman, 129. Tucker, 0.063. Knapp, 0. Nobody's doing anything. Like, 7 seems like a steal in this ballgame.
Oh, man. I just, yeah. It's gross. This is what you talk about with April, Donnie. You wish you knew now what you knew at the beginning of the season. But if I did, Donnie, I basically would only be touching hitter prop parlays, total base.
I got to taste
total base props, Donnie. And that would be it. That would really all I would be doing. And also, nothing above minus 120. And I would be having a tremendous start to the Major League Baseball season. If I knew that that was the way to play it, I would be out to a tremendous, tremendous Major League Baseball season. But that's April.
That is April. And by the way, caller on the line, Ryan from Phoenix. Kev says he has a play tonight.
Ooh,
bring the heat,
here.
Ryan. What do we got? Let's go.
How's it going, guys? Love the show.
What's up? Love.
Appreciate it.
Coming out here from Arizona, the Diamondbacks are absolutely horrible. So I've been betting a lot with the Dodgers, believe it or not, as much as I hate them. But I've been running with the run line with the Dodgers, doing an alternative strikeouts with the pitchers, plus 4Ks, and Trey Turner to get a hit, plus 184. It hit yesterday. I had five. Yeah. I mean, he obviously went for 10 strikeouts yesterday. But it's been pretty successful.
No, I hear you. No, you've been very successful with the Dodgers. And one of those things that we talk about also here, Ryan, is the Dodgers on the road where you know they're getting nine at-bats, and if they come up in a 3-3 game in the ninth, they can score as many as they want. So the run line in the past, Kevin, has been so successful here with the Dodgers and lining up against Zach Davies today. Gonsolin's going to be on the mound. Even though he hasn't been as sharp as you need him to be, that's a bad lineup in Arizona tonight. And Trey Turner, the guy gets on base every single night, Kev.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Donnie. You talk about that Dodgers run line, and, you know, Ryan brings up a really good point, right? Because we talked about this when they were going into that series with the Reds, right, Donnie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You and I don't often find ourselves, I feel like, preaching run line a lot.
Yeah.
But they were hanging such low juice on the run line. I'm like, oh, I think this is a bit of a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Donnie, this team is 12-4 right now, okay? And they've covered the run line in every single one of their victories. It is up to the sports book to make the run line a bad bet by juicing you out. That way it is, you know, kind of a nightmare result if you ultimately end up with them winning by just the one or obviously ultimately losing. Like, Donnie, you're holding a 12-4 record right now if you bet the run line on every single Dodger baseball game, and you are not paying outrageous juice. Like, if you started this season just rolling with the Los Angeles Dodgers, it had been a great start to your Major League Baseball season.
Yeah, it would have been. But the Dodgers are tough. The Dodgers, like the Kansas City Chiefs to me in the NFL. Like, they're never out of the game no matter what's going on. They can struggle for three or four innings, pop off a crooked number, and then you set you off into the sunset here. They should win tonight. They are a heavy favorite. But then again, they're going up against the Arizona Cardinals. A lot of games, as we said, on the card tonight, particularly right here city of brotherly love tonight. What do you got?
Yeah, now, what'd you just say? Now, I wish, Jake, you'd have said Arizona Cardinals, man. Heck yeah.
Did I? There you go.
Yeah.
That's how low they are.
I just got to get one back. I got to get one back for all of my nonsensical dabble dabble. See, this is why I'm not excited for the draft, because
the
Giants got too many picks, Donnie. And I got to go out there and I got to say this guy's name 100 times and how he's going to use whatever player they draft. So. Yeah, I had to call you out there for a little
bit. Arizona Cardinals tonight versus the Dodgers. So I'll do it again there for you. Minus 210 price. Should be able to roll it up out here. But across the card, Philadelphia here. I'm supposed to get some rain in the forecast. Eights. Like, let me see across this card here tonight. 7, 7.5, 7, 8, 7, 7.5, 8, 8.5, 7.5, 7.5, 7. Oh my God, 9.5? What's going on here? 7.5, another 9.5, and a 6.5 to end the night. The 2 9.5s tonight looks like it is the Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers. And then we have one here with the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. Looks like the Dodgers have set up the slot. Look, the Dodgers are hung in a 9.5 here. What's our team total? 7 in that game? I mean, my goodness, man.
I mean, it's got to be a
goodness.
Big number, though.
Flat, like they're expecting Gonsolin to get bumped, too? Man.
Yeah, just a little bit, I guess. Like, Donnie, like, basically, I don't know. So, Donnie, if I'm reading that total, I'm reading that spread. Like, again, like our guy Ryan just called, Dodgers minus 2.5 runs. let me go out here, right? So they got 12. So I would say that this Dodgers team, Donnie, even though they're obviously big favorites, minus 2.5 runs is probably plus money every single night, right? Let's see how many Dodgers victories have come by only 2 runs. Look at this. 1.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, man, Donnie. Just 2. So how about, Donnie, you're 10-6 if you lay 2.5 runs with the Dodgers in every single one of their games this season. 10-6. And you're probably, Donnie, plus money every night. You're having a great, Donnie. Simply put, you've been betting the Dodgers, you are having a very good Major League Baseball season.
Yeah, and sometimes you've got to ride those hot waves there and just say, if your team continually wins, there's a really good chance that they're probably winning by more than 1 run on a nightly basis here. We also talked about the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees, Lyles and Severino going tonight. I don't really know too many people. Looking at betting tickets here, 8 out of every 10 tickets here coming in on the Yankees and close to 75% of the money, and they're a minus 290 favorite here at FanDuel. The reason why I bring this one up, game is going to be played in the 50s in the rain in New York, and that number is a 7.5. And the jokes used to be like, right, Baltimore and the New York Yankees, whether it was down in Camden Yards or if it was up in the Bronx, like the Yanks would just hang 7, and then you would see if you can scrape out 3 or 4 from Baltimore. This has the appearance of the Yanks might do damage, but Baltimore will be lucky to get the first base here. That's a 7.5? My goodness, man.
Jeez. I am still trying to get a read on if the Baltimore Orioles pitching is fixed or if they are just a product of their environment, a combination. And by environment, I don't mean renovations made at their ballpark. I mean the product of the way Major League Baseball is currently operating. It's probably a combination of the two realistically right now. But they are not, at the moment, sending out, it feels like, on a nightly basis, a trash can dying to be sent into orbit. That's just kind of the state of Baltimore. Also, their offense has woken up a touch over the last couple of games. We mentioned it this morning, Donnie. 3 of the last 4 Orioles games have actually gone over the listed total, with the one under being a game that had 8 runs with a total of 8.5. So those bats have woken up a little bit. After the opening, 14 or so games, basically, they maybe cashed 1, maybe 2 team totals for you. So their offense has woken up a bounce, but again, that's relative.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 games on the card tonight. So, right, if you had to pick every single game, what are the chances tonight? Because it's all relative, right, Kevin, with going with over and unders. They're not all 10. It's like, oh, they got to get 11 runs in every game. Some of these are ultimately low. When is the switch going to flip over? I still look at this card with 7.5s and 7s, primarily even a 6.5 on the board. What's more likely tonight? 7 wins to the under, 8 to the over. Where does the over actually take it down? Because, again, we're not talking about a ton of numbers here, Kevin. We're really not.
Yeah, it's a really good point that it could be a low-scoring night and you could still end up with the over. Is there Ben Simmons news?
Yeah, Ben Simmons fun news comes out here. We got one more quick segment. JP is going to deliver a winner, and we will be right back here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moneyline, quick segment. It's time for some picks. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. JP. Lay it on us. NBA. Let's go.
We got Kevin Herter tonight, who's not been fantastic this series, but I like his over tonight in points. It's even money. I think he has a nice bounce back game tonight.
Friend of the show, Kev. Friend of the show, yeah. Kevin Herter.
So, couple things. One, boo, for reasons JP doesn't know, we don't like Kevin Herter. That's not his fault, all right? Second of all, Donnie, is this guy the best tout in the business or what?
Yes.
Did you hear that pick, Donnie, by chance? He said he likes Kevin Herter. Mm-hmm. Over his points at even money.
Yeah.
That was the pick. What's his points, Tiffy? Yeah,
doesn't
worry
matter.
About all that.
Doesn't
I'll
matter.
You know.
Exactly. We got it at 11.5 tonight.
There you go. That's four triples, baby.
Refresh that window, Don, and tell me that thing is going to move up to 12 and a half.
Bang! That's it. That's the way to do it. He's learning. He's learning. By the way, tonight, Max Strus over 3.5 3-point shots, plus 115 for me. Jonas Valanciunas over 12 and a half rebounds, minus 110. And also, Zach Collins and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. each to get a base hit. Juicy! Plus 154 tonight. That's where I'm going, Kev. Where you at tonight?
Yeah, look, couple things on the diamond that catch the eye. Bichette and Springer versus Pivetta hit a prop parlay. A little bit more expensive than minus 100, but not by much. If you want to keep the action with those guys, Bichette for two-plus bags isn't a bad look. I've been trying to figure out the combination. Trey Mancini, DJ LeMahieu, and Josh Donaldson all make some sense in this game today. At Yankee Stadium with the Baltimore Orioles. I don't know if I'll go double Yanks. I don't know if I'll swing big with Mancini and Donaldson. I haven't done yet three guys. I won't do three guys. I don't think it's going to be worth it. So I'm figuring that out. And then a Rosarena, two plus bags. I saw plus 130 on DraftKings. Like I said, trying to back the hitters at plus money. And again, make sure you follow the Twitter at TheKevinWalsh. That AL East action comes pouring in.
Huge card tonight in Major League Baseball. Will the overs start to come in? We will find out. But we're rolling along here on Moneyline. And we'll be back tomorrow right here on the grid. Donnie and Kevin, enjoy your afternoon.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.